You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, the Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We have a lot to get to in this hour. We've got Bill Broussard joining us around 2:20. He's going to take all of your car questions on it's Mechanic Monday on a Thursday. We're a little behind this week. So you have that to look forward to. And in the meantime, I have a couple stories I want to get to that have just been sitting on my desk. One is that the White House U-Haul attack that looked like it was going to be a big story until it wasn't. And I think we all know why it faded out pretty quick. Because the person who drove the U-Haul had a Nazi flag in the truck. And as Howie pointed out on his show, the feds got there. They laid out the Nazi flag for the cameras. The same way they sprawled out all of Trump's documents at Mar-a-Lago. They really like to frame these things well. You know, they like to choreograph the situation for the photogs. And it looked like it was going to be one of those stories that CNN and MSNBC can run with nonstop, 24/7. And you know, if it were a white man, a MAGA supporter, you know the drill. A boomer, maybe. It would have been round-the-clock coverage. Unfortunately for the media, the suspect, Sai Varshith Kandula, was not a white man. And so that made it an issue for them. And I actually have another update for you on this story that you're not going to hear anywhere else. You're not going to read about it anywhere else. It has dropped off the face of the planet. The suspect accused of driving a U-Haul truck into the barriers near the White House on Monday is not a United States citizen. Sai Varshith Kandula of Chesterfield, Missouri, appeared in court on Wednesday. I'm confused why they're still saying he's of Chesterfield, Missouri, because in the
Missouri man.
Yeah, he's a Missouri man. However, an official with the Department of Justice clarified the federal prosecutor's opening remarks later in the evening and explained that Kandula holds a green card. On Monday night, the suspect was taken into custody after allegedly using a U-Haul truck to slam into security barriers near the White House. So just an update because, again, only because you're not going to see it anywhere. And I think it's important to finish these stories. You know, Jared, we got to close the loop on some of these stories for people. Now, here's one story that I think I took a day off recently. I took a Monday off, and that is why I didn't report the first part of this story. But there's been another update, so we're just going to take it from the top, if you don't mind. So this is from Boston 25 News. The coordinator of Boston's reparations task force fired after being arrested inside City Hall. I have a few things. One is I wasn't aware we had a task force. I'm sure I read it at some point, but I forgot. I haven't heard of any price tags associated with our task force, if they've put a number on what they want for reparations, on what the task force thinks would be appropriate. But I have to assume they haven't come up with the equation yet, because usually when there is finally a number, it makes headline news. Like this week, we heard from Cori Bush that the number would be $14 trillion. In San Francisco, there's been several numbers floated. We had that resident in Tampa recently telling us $3 million per person should cut it. But I haven't heard anything from Boston. But the project coordinator of Boston's reparations task force has been fired after he was arrested last week. So when he was arrested, Jared, I think that was the day I took off. So if you are saying to yourself, Grace, it was already covered, you know, how we talked about it, I didn't get my chance. So I'm going to talk about it now. He was arrested last week inside City Hall for trespassing and resisting arrest. Well, now he's been fired from the task force. Boston police officers were called to City Hall around 9:40 p.m. on Thursday after reports that they had an employee in custody that they needed to be removed. The employee, later identified as 35-year-old George Williams, was said to be caught trespassing in an upstairs office. The director of protective services, Stephen Tankle, told Boston officers that his team had been having issues with Williams for 3 weeks, with him trespassing in the building after hours and at times becoming aggressive and threatening other staff members inside of City Hall. So this was a habit. This was something that was happening more than once, Jared.
Not an isolated incident, you might say.
Yeah, you get caught trespassing once at work, I would say you could land in hot water. Of course, it depends what company you work for. Maybe at City Hall, they're a little bit more lenient about these things. But I can tell you right now, if we were trespassing in this building late at night, I don't think there would be several strikes involved. Responding officers also learned that Williams had been found on multiple occasions sleeping in office rooms that didn't belong to him after bypassing metal detectors and security. The police report indicated that Williams often became verbally aggressive and refused to leave. Municipal officers also reportedly grew concerned about Williams' behavior of burning sage inside of the building in small spaces due to the fire hazard it posed. Yeah, I'm not a fan of burning things at work. Just in general, as a general rule, I tend to say, save that for your time off. You know, that's a PTO kind of thing when you start burning the sage. What do people, when you burn sage, is that like to cleanse an area of bad vibes?
Yeah, sometimes evil spirits or just bad vibes in general.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe just like the smell of this particular sage.
Got it.
I don't know.
On that, we don't want to make assumptions here.
No.
On that Thursday evening, police said that Williams was nonverbal when he was laying down in an office with sage burning. He allegedly gained access to the room after chasing off a cleaning worker who later expressed fear about the encounter. All I can think about is George Costanza. You're burning sage. You're chasing off cleaning people. Should I not have done that?
Was that wrong?
Do you guys have a problem with this? Williams, whose officers suspected to be under the influence of drugs,
So maybe it wasn't sage that he was burning.
Refused to leave the room and lunged at an officer, according to the report. He then continued to ignore requests to vacate the premises. He picked up a dustpan and broom and started to clean the room. Okay. When an officer tried to intervene, he allegedly shoved the pan into the officer's chest and swept debris on his shoes and pants. After continuing to ignore requests to leave, officers ultimately de-escalated the situation by using a wrist lock on Williams. Now, the reparations task force was established through a 2022 city council ordinance and appointed by Mayor Michelle Wu. The force was assembled to focus on working with research partners to release a study on the legacy of slavery in Boston and its impact on descendants today, as well as engaging the community throughout the process. I wanted to mention, though, because I have been talking about this, like I just cited several examples. It pops up in the news every once in a while. And I had a caller who gave me a very fair criticism and said, Grace, you spend so much time talking about the money and the number and how absurd the numbers are and how you never thought we'd get to a point where this was a serious conversation about giving away $14 trillion that we don't have in this country for reparations. And he said, but you're not talking about the actual issue of why this entire argument is absurd on its face. And I had to own up to that. I said, I do kind of only focus on it when I see a crazy number, because as someone in radio, I read that and I think, wow, that's a crazy headline. I'm going to tell people that. But I want to tell you this. There's a really good piece by Victor Davis Hanson. I think it's called The Absurdities of Our Age. And he breaks down why the argument for reparations is insane and illogical and could really take you down a million rabbit holes with people in this country. There's so many different groups of people who have been oppressed, who have been unfairly treated. And if you wanted to start paying people for that, it would get very complicated. He also goes into how, what if one half of your ancestry or one half of your background enslaved the other half of your background. How does that work with reparations? So I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but I would suggest checking that out, because right when I read it, I thought that's what that guy was talking about. That caller wanted me to focus more on the issue and whether or not it even holds up before we start talking about what the price tag of these reparations is going to be. 844-500-4242. Just wanted to put that out there. When we come back, we are going to talk to Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care. He'll take all your car questions. And we're going to do Mechanic Monday on a Thursday. You've been waiting for it, and now it's here. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer is on. There's so much to love about the Thunderstorm, Jared. It really works. It works on a variety of different problems, whether it be kitchen smells, pet odors. I know, I think you use it in your mudroom.
Yeah, the mudroom for when my lawn shoes, because those are back in the rotation now. Lawn shoes definitely need the Eden Pure Air Purifier, because they do. I mean, let's be real. I also use it for my allergies. So the lawn for me is a very complicated love-hate relationship. But what I like about the Thunderstorm is that it actually purifies the air, which means that it ionizes the air and creates a super oxygen. And that's what eliminates the odors. You don't want to just cover up those odors. You want them eliminated.
Yes, you want everything in the air to be purified. You get rid of that dry desert feeling when you wake up. You get rid of bad smells, pollutants in the air. And like Jared said, it's just easy to use. You plug it into the wall and it starts working immediately. It's quiet, doesn't take up any floor space, unlike some of these big, bulky air purifiers. So all you need to do is take advantage of the Eden Pure BOGO offer that ends on Sunday. And this is how you do it. You go to EdenPureDeals.com and you're going to enter code GRACE. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE. As we said, we love the Thunderstorm. We all have our own reasons we love it, but this is a great time to get it. It's the BOGO offer. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE. And if I didn't mention this, I should. Shipping is free. One more thing to tell you before we go here. Nordstrom is laying off 379 San Francisco workers as company flees crime-ridden city. Now,
what does that mean for the pipeline?
This is from the Post-Millennial. So that is their translation of what's happening. I will note that the companies that are laying people off or shutting down stores, they are less forthcoming about the reason behind it, because I don't think they want to get canceled. So this is how Nordstrom described it. The dynamics of the downtown San Francisco market have changed dramatically over the past several years, impacting customer foot traffic to our stores and our ability to operate successfully. So foot traffic strikes again, this time in San Francisco. When we come back, we're going to talk to Bill Broussard. If you have any questions about your car, if you have questions about an electric vehicle, maybe you're thinking about getting one, or you have questions about really anything going on with your automobile, Bill Broussard can answer it, and he can do that when we come back. It's 844-500-4242. Get on the line now with your car questions for Bill. He's coming in after the break.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curly. She's a master at pouncing, weaponizing, and seizing.
To give you a reference point, I'm somewhere between a snake and a mongoose. And a panther.
She's Grace Curley.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. All right. For people who missed this, a couple of segments ago, we had a caller who was very upset that Ron DeSantis tried to use Twitter for his presidential announcement, his bid.
What's Twitter? A bunch of people calling up to complain? I don't know.
And now I'm getting complaints. I feel like Bud Light. Everybody's mad at me at the same time. Now I'm getting complaints from other boomers. This is Tom H. He just said, "Hi, Grace, boomer here on Twitter." The boomer caller who said he doesn't know any boomers on Twitter and that we send letters is giving us younger boomers a bad name. Listen, I don't think that that boomer who called in is the spokesperson for all boomers. He does not represent all of you. So don't take it so personally. I know a lot of boomers. You know what? My great uncle just texted me moments ago saying I'm on Twitter. I know plenty of older people who are on Twitter. 844-500-4242. Bill Broussard joins us now. What generation are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I was born in 1970, so what would that make me?
Jared?
Generation X.
X.
Gen X.
Gen X, like me.
Very good.
The last great generation.
You're in good company.
Last generation to drink from a hose.
All right. Well, Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care joins us now, and he can answer all of your car questions. All you have to do to get your question answered is call 844-500-4242. And, you know, it's a really good way to talk to Bill if you have a question. And he might tell you, listen, come on down to the shop. But also, he might be able to answer your question so you don't have to. So it's kind of free advice. We're going to start with Chuck. You are first up today on Mechanic Monday on a Thursday. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, two quick questions.
Sure.
One, I've got a 2010 Dodge Caliber. It's throwing a misfire code.
Mm-hmm.
I've changed the cam sensors, the crank sensor, the coils, and the spark plugs, and I still am getting a misfire.
Interesting. So, I mean, what's, you know, you either missing spark, fuel, compression. So, if you, it looks like you replaced a lot of the ignition components. So, you might want
to. And it runs great.
It does. Okay. So, you want to focus, you know, check the compression. Also, check the fuel injectors. So, yeah, I mean, you narrowed it down, but you're down to two more components.
Well, one more. Compression's 180. Already checked.
All right. So that's good. So now you're down to the, I would say that maybe check the fuel injectors, make sure the spray, you know, the spray pattern is correct, and making sure you have, power there all the time.
Okay. I'll check that. Now, one more quick
sure.
question. I've got also a 2009 Ford F-150. It's throwing an ABS code, which is telling me it's the rear right ABS sensor, which
okay.
I've changed, and it's still throwing that code. It shows the ABS light is on, and like if you know with the Ford F-150s, it shows like the squiggly lines, like, you know, traction.
Yeah, it shuts
and
it,
I
it
have
shuts
heard
off.
That sometimes the control module kind of messes up on those. There's, I guess, soldering or something that was done from factory. Is that true or not, or could it be something else?
Yeah, it could be that. It could be like the sensor, it picks up its signal off of like a tone ring off the axle. So you could have, something could be wrong with the tone ring. Sometimes there's rust on their axle where the sensor mounts. If the distance from the sensor to the ring is too far away, it will kind of trigger a code. So, I mean, you're on the right path.
All right. Thank you, Chuck. Chuck got a lot of questions answered. Let's go to Steve. You're next up with Bill Broussard. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, I got a 2012 Jeep Liberty. It's got a check engine light on. It's got a cylinder misfire. I changed the spark plugs, the wires, the fuel injectors. It still has the cylinder misfire. But here's the interesting thing. It only happens when I start the car when it's warm. So if it's first thing in the morning and it's cool, it's mm-hmm. fine, no issue at all. But if I start it, say I went down to the store, the car's at engine operating temperature. If I start it up again, then it gets really bad. I have to shut it off, start it up again, and then I can feel, you know, all the cylinders firing. So I'm trying to see if I'm missing something.
Yeah, you know, once again, like the last call, so you spark fuel compression. So you narrowed it down. You replaced the spark plug. You know, I would check the coil. Did you replace the coil? You said
the fuel injectors, not the coil.
Not the coil. You know, you could have a bad coil. You know, that's where you have to get the test equipment. It gets a little technical. You know, make sure you get a good pulse to the injector, good spray pattern from the fuel, and then test the coil and make sure it's getting power, and then it's flashing. You know, you can get it like a Noid light, and you can test for the spark. But and then once again, check the compression. So if it's sitting around, you know, and it's doing that, you know, you could have maybe a leaky head gasket. It's leaking like antifreeze in there. And once it cleans out, the misfire goes away. So it gets a little complicated.
All right. And if he wants to come see you, where can he go?
Yeah, we're at 291 Bridge Street, North Weymouth, if you wanted to come down.
All right, perfect. Everyone else, get on the lines now because this is a great time to get your car questions answered without having to bring it to the shop. you might have to bring it there eventually, but Bill will let you know. 844-500-4242. More car questions when we come back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We have Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care, and he can answer all of your vehicle questions. And we got a lot of people on the lines, but we still do have room. So if you're tuning in and you think, oh, I'm too late, I missed my chance, you have not. The number is 844-500-4242, and you can also text in 617-213-1066. Start the text with the word Curly, C-U-R-L-E-Y. Okay, let's go to Pat, who's been on the line for quite some time. Pat, what is your question for Bill Broussard?
Well, I also have a couple of questions. I have a 2013 Hyundai Santa Fe, and it looks like new on the outside and in the inside, but the triangle light on the dash went on, and I kind of looked it up a while ago, but it went off when I got gas, and then it went back on again. Well, it went on, and then when I got gas, it went off. But now it's back on to stay. And also, I have a humming in the rear quarter, the passenger side rear quarter. It used to make a crank like that. Doesn't do that, but it's humming. We brought it in when we bought it at first. They took it, could not duplicate it. Now the is gone away, but the humming's there.
Okay.
But the light is what concerns me more.
Yeah.
It, you know, it does say bring it in, but I'm kind of at a quandary as far as bringing it in because they do charge for checking it now, and they do not cannot duplicate things.
Okay.
You know, Bill, before you answer Pat's question, I have to say, and you would know better than I would, but as far as imitating a sound that you hear from a car, that was pretty good.
It was pretty descriptive.
Yeah, right? Like you probably get people who come in a lot and try to tell you the sound that they're hearing. Because every time your car makes a sound and then you bring it to a mechanic, it stops making that sound.
It's like going to the doctor.
Yeah, everything seems okay for the moment. But Pat, very good job with the sound. Okay, Bill, go ahead.
Let's tackle the noise first. So it sounds like you have either a bad tire in the back, it could be scalloped, or you could have a bad wheel bearing, you know, if it's making that constant noise. So back to your original question. So, you know, we don't charge to check out cars if you wanted to bring it down. Just a little tip there. Then on the second question, the triangle light, that's a warning sign. So if there's no words with it, you know, you could have like a car door, one of the doors could be open, or, you know, it's, that could be multiple reasons. So I would say you'd have to get that. You could get it scanned, and then, you know, it would narrow it down to what it is. But usually it'll say, you know, it'll say on the dashboard under the triangle sign, you know, what that is.
All right. Thank you, Pat. Let's go to Bob. You're next up with Bill Broussard. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi. I have two cars that I'm trying to figure out which one I'm supposed to get rid of. I have a 09 Honda Accord that has 110,000 miles on it, still in very good shape. And then I have a 07 Toyota Camry with a V6 on it, and it's only got 33,000 miles. Which one would you keep?
They're both great cars. Obviously, the Honda, I'm assuming it's a four-cylinder?
Four-cylinder, correct.
Yep. So, the four-cylinder is better on gas, but you have 110,000 on that, which these days is not a lot of miles, you know, but the Camry with, you know, 30,000, you're going to get many years out of that. So, I mean, you can't go wrong with either one you keep. You know, the Japanese cars are just great cars, the Toyota and the Hondas. You know, I love them both, but I would probably keep the one with 30,000 on it. Yeah, because you can get a few hundred thousand out of these cars. So, you know, the average new car today is $50,000.
Wow.
Average new car.
That's
used
crazy.
Car is 28,000, average used.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bob. And the number is 844-500-4242. Let's go to Amy. You're next up with Bill Broussard. Go ahead, Amy. Are you there, Amy? Let's try Jenny. Are you there, Jenny?
I have a 2014 Audi Q5 TDI.
Nice.
I have a roaring noise. I can hear it in the front seat, not the back.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hear it from the outside of the car when I roll the window down.
Okay.
There's no warning lights. My temperature's fine. My RPMs are normal. I don't know what it is.
So when you're driving, you hear this noise?
Yes.
Like a rumble. So, you know, that could be like a bad tire, a wheel bearing, drive shaft, possibly. So, I mean, the only way to really isolate that, you know, you'd put it on a lift. I don't know if you have a lift at your house, or you could bring it down to the shop, put it up in the air, and then you would drive it, get under it, and then you can identify where that noise is coming from.
All right. Thank you so much, that last caller. Bill, I did have a couple questions
sure.
for you before we let you go here. One of them is, and this is just kind of tips for everyone, there's been so many stories out there about how crazy it's going to be in airports. And, mm-hmm. you know, you have Secretary Pete Buttigieg, Transportation Secretary. You have Joe Biden, and a lot of people mm-hmm. are warning that it's going to be a little bit of a nightmare to travel via plane. That means that especially coming up on summer vacations, a lot of people are going to use their cars.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any tips for people on the best way to maintain your vehicle, to have like a safe trip to wherever you're going in the summer months when you're driving your car?
Yeah, so if you're not a technician or a mechanic, I mean, get your oil change, have the, you know, car checked out, make sure your tire pressures are correct. You know, it's pretty inexpensive to keep a tire, you know, gauge in your car. You know, make sure your spare tire actually has air in it, because most people don't check that till you'll get a flat. And sometimes that's flat also. You know, keep some washer fluid in there. Make sure your fluids are, you know, topped off and tip-top shape. But you know, that's about it. These cars are pretty, you know, today really reliable.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a lot of people on the road, and just keep your cool. There's going to be some summertime traffic.
Yeah.
We see it when we're heading to the Cape.
Yeah. Get your AC check. Keep it cool.
Yes. Keep it cool. And my sister, actually, she had her top down once on her Mini Cooper
yeah.
when it was really hot and she couldn't get it back up on the highway. When she came into the house, she looked like she had run into a gang of people. Her hair was everywhere. Her face was bright red. I said, what happened? She said, I couldn't get the top back up. So be careful about that as well. Sean, you're next up with Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care. Go ahead, Sean.
Yes, thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome.
2004 Ranger.
Mm.
The OBD interface will not doesn't seem to be working.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll put in the little device and, Bluetooth it. It works on all my other cars, so I know it's not the device. But for some reason, I can't get that to connect.
So, you probably have a bad, the power where it plugs in. You could have a bad, you can replace those pigtails. You know, sometimes the pins on them, expand on the inside, and you can't, make a good connection with the scan tool. That would be my advice on that, because if the car starts, I would say the computer and everything is good. It's just that actual connector is probably bad.
All right.
Also, this...
go ahead.
Grace, do you mind if I get one more in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, no, go sure. ahead, Sean.
This vehicle did get in an accident.
Okay.
And it had an airbag deployment.
Mm-hmm.
All that's been fixed, but it does have this most bizarre intermittent no start.
Okay.
And if you access the fuse panel down in the right-hand corner of the passenger,
mm-hmm.
and all you got to do is wiggle stuff around in there, and you will get a start.
Yeah, so you got a bad connection going on
the
there.
OBD or
it could
some
be
kind of ground issue somewhere.
Yeah, because it gets its they call it a B positive on the connector. You know, it gets its power from a fuse panel. So, it flows through there. So if you get a bad connection, sometimes you get water leaks into the car and it leaks into that kick panel there. Or just from, just from age, the car is almost 20 years old. So, I would start there. You might need a new fuse panel, but that probably will solve your problem.
If he does need a new fuse panel, and if he does need to go somewhere, where can he go?
He can go to 291 Bridge Street in North Weymouth, Massachusetts.
Very, very good. You can always go to JB Auto Care. Let's go to Chris. You're next up with Bill Broussard. Go ahead, Chris.
So I don't don't know if there's something you can help with or not, but I have a Toyota Benza with a moonroof set. And every time it rains, the inside of the car gets wet. Ugh. I've had it checked, and they are insisting it's in the windshield. When I call SafeLight to do the windshield, they say, no, it's got to be your roof, moon roof. It's never the window, and we don't do that. Okay. So,
yeah, Waterly,
any ideas?
Yeah, Waterlys can be tricky. So on the Toyotas and, you know, most cars, so there's drain tubes on the front and the back of the sunroof. So when you open up the sunroof, you'll see these little holes in the front on the left and right side, and same thing on the back. And then from under the car, if you could locate where they drain out, you know, sometimes they clog. So you can just, you know, shoot air up in there and make sure they're clean. And then if it's, you know, it's not that, you know, windshields, you know, they do leak. Unfortunately, if it's leaking, the insurance company's not going to take care of it unless it's broken. So you could just pay them to say, I just want to reseal the windshield, you know, if you find the sunroof itself is not leaking and those drain tubes are unclogged.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris, for the call. Bill, one more time, give people your information, because after you leave, everyone asks me, where can I call Bill or where can I find him? Give them all the info they need so they can contact you.
Sure. We're at 291 Bridge Street in North Weymouth, Mass, on Route 3A, and it's 781-331-6068.
And for people who are on the lines right now and you weren't able to get your car question answered, Bill comes in once a month, so just hang on till next time and you can call in. He'll answer any questions about your vehicle. Father's Day is right around the corner, and you have to get ready to celebrate dear old dad. Get him what he really wants, and that's Omaha Steaks. There's nothing better on a beautiful Father's Day than firing up the grill and having hot dogs, hamburgers, steaks, chicken breasts. There's just so many options, and you can really hand select what you want in this special package. Head over to omahasteaks.com, use promo code GRACE at checkout, get $30 off your qualifying order. Jared, you made the point that it's not just the entree. You're also, you have the option of getting sides, desserts. There's just so much goodness in this package.
Yeah, they have cheesecakes. They have caramel apple tartlets. If you want to go for dessert, those are great. The scalloped potatoes are one of my favorites, and they're served in little individual portions. So they go great with any of the meats. They also have fish. If you want to get salmon, you can get salmon. I think they have other types of fish. But yeah, get your dad something that he definitely wants. He doesn't need another tie. He needs more meat.
No, nobody needs another tie. And with this, the whole family can enjoy. These are the best kind of gifts, where you get a gift for dad,
right,
but then mom enjoys the gift, you enjoy the gift.
I mean, you get so much food, and dad doesn't know. You could just kind of save some food for yourself and repackage. Very nice gift for dad, but still, you know,
hoard
some food for yourself.
Wow. You're talking
I'm
about,
just saying.
You're going to open the package and then re-separate it so that dad gets his own version, and then you get to steal some of the meat. That's
yeah,
what you're
I mean,
suggesting.
Don't chintz out on dad, but still, you know, I mean, if you get four sirloin burgers, dad gets two, you keep two for yourself. You know, nobody knows.
It's crafty, Jared. It's crafty. I'll give you that. Go to omahasteaks.com, use code GRACE at checkout. That's the most important part. Whether you give dad the whole box, you separate the box like cheapskate over here, Jared, or whatever you do, you got to put in code GRACE, because that's the way you're going to get $30 off an unforgettable gift that is guaranteed to make dad's day. If there's one thing we know, it's that dads want steak. That's omahasteaks.com, use promo code GRACE at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Use promo code GRACE at checkout. Minimum order is required. See site for details. We will be right back with Howie Carr. Thank you so much to Bill Broussard for stopping in.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you all after the break.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. And we have tons to cover here in this last segment. But the car crossover is brought to you by ReadyWise. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets, and it's incumbent on you to be prepared. So get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie15 to get 15% off of your next purchase. I don't have Howie in here just yet, but that's okay, because you know what? We talked a lot at the beginning of the show about Ron DeSantis and the technical glitches that he dealt with. And unfortunately for him, it's kind of overshadowing some of the sound bites that we got from his interview with Trey Gowdy afterwards on Fox. So Jared, I'm going to ask for some of this sound right now. If we could get... This is Ron DeSantis. Could I get cut 12, please?
Part of the reason that's happened, Trey, is because Republican presidents have accepted the canard that the DOJ and FBI are, quote, independent. They are not independent agencies. They are part of the executive branch. They answer to the elected president of the United States. So as president, you have a responsibility to be involved in holding those agencies accountable, clearing out people who are not doing the job, and making sure that they're doing the people's business and they're not abusing their authority. For example, if the FBI or DOJ would ever collude with a tech company to try to censor information, everybody involved with that would be fired immediately if I were the president. And right now, I think those agencies have been able to go without any real accountability. And so guess what? When there's no accountability, the bad behavior is going to continue.
I don't disagree with him, Howie, but at the same time, I was just told by a reliable source on NBC, that would be Chuck Todd, that if you don't do anything wrong, then these government agencies will pretty much leave you alone.
Right. You know, they can open an investigation on a Matt Taibbi on Christmas Eve, even though Christmas Eve is on a Saturday on top.
It's a double whammy.
Yeah, I know. Probably a quadruple, quintuple whammy when you think about it. But they just happen to do that, you know?
Yeah, it's just one of those things. We're talking about Ron DeSantis and his disastrous campaign launch yesterday, still managing to raise a lot of money. I haven't seen the latest number, but he had $1 million within an hour. But Howie, I wanted to talk to you about it because you can give us a little history here. I saw a lot of people saying this is the worst presidential launch of all time. You brought up someone who might have Ron DeSantis beat.
Well, yeah, I was thinking of Ted Kennedy. I mean, there was no social media back in 1979, but he went on with a very friendly journalist, Roger Mudd of CBS News. And Roger Mudd said, "So why are you running for president, Senator Kennedy?" And he couldn't answer it. He just stumbled. I think I actually transcribed it for Kennedy Babylon 1 or 2, one of those volumes that I wrote. And, you know, nobody ever forgot that because, I mean, how bad is it? I mean, that seems like that would be the first thing you would figure out. I mean, you wouldn't even have to figure it out.
Because you would probably know, because there's a reason you ran.
Right. That's why you run, because you have some things you want to do.
Yeah. You know, now you just said transcribing things for Kennedy Babylon. Fun fact for people, that was the first job Howie gave me when I started. When we were at the old building, you gave me some Ted Kennedy audio tapes and said, "Can you transcribe these?" And I remember after transcribing them for the day, I called my mom and I said, "I don't know if I'm cut out for this job. This is going to be a long haul."
You know what I found today, Grace? I was looking around. I was doing my Weekend at Brandon column, my monthly column for the Herald. And I discovered this thing. They said that he had misspelled billion, B-I-L-O-I-O-N. And we listened to it, and they got the White House transcript got it wrong. He actually spelled it wrong. He just goes B-I-L-O-I-O-N. So he slurs his words so bad that even the White House stenographer can't get it straight.
And you know what, Howie? He's always done this. Remember J-O-B-S? I mean, he didn't spell it wrong, but the spelling doesn't tend to go in his favor a lot
or
of the time.
That was 2 months ago, E-I-G-H.
Yeah, a lot of times, like unless it's the Oscar Mayer Wiener commercial, I'm not trying to spell things on the air.
No.
Leave that to other people.
And he also got, he screwed up a web address. Oh, I know what he did. He said he was going to promote a new bill, the Junk Free Act, and it was the Junk Fee
but he junk free. I mean, it could mean a gender affirming operations, right? Junk free.
Howie Carr is coming up next. Don't go anywhere.